Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 19.
Woo!
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
That is correct.
Adam Conway.
Hey.
And Gadi Elkon.
Holla, holla, Gadi Elkon.
Holla, holla.
And we are the Multimedia Men. You can find us on our Facebook page.
What?
We're having a lot of fun. It's a new year, 2014. And here's our first in the news segment. Of 2014, and I'm going to pass it off to Gwen Reyes from realfiction.com.
I like how you just combined my two sites together, realvixen.com. But that's okay. So
Fresh Fiction.
True. She's going to cover TV news this
week. Freshvixen.com.
She's fresh.
Actually, it's really exciting is that I have been watching a lot of pilots and upcoming shows for the new season, because I'll be heading out to LA next week for a couple of weeks to cover the Television Critics Association. But one of the shows that I'm super excited about is the Broadchurch remake Grace Point that Fox has bought and will be airing in the fall. And if you aren't aware of Broadchurch, it was a wrenching, wonderful film, or eight episode show from BBC that aired on BBC America here with starring David Tennant. And then what David Tennant will be reprising his role in it, as well as a new cast of Nick Nolte just signed a deal this week, as well as Jackie Weaver, Michael Pena, and Kevin Zegers. And as most, if you're still a Breaking Bad fan, Anna Gunn is coming over to the show too.
Sweet, Skyler.
Who do you think she's playing?
Her, the detective.
The detective, yeah.
Nick Nolte.
Her.
I think Nick Nolte is going to be playing the Walter Frey character.
Yeah, the older guy.
Older guy. Yeah,
so do you think this will be good?
It's hard to say. It's got the same writer. It's got the same actor. As long as they don't take the same script and just move it to an American place, they're going to have to add a little bit of Americanisms into it. I think that's going to really be the big thing that helps with it. But I have a lot of faith in it. I'm a little concerned that it's on Fox. It's the only...
What, and is Tennant playing an American?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And then also there was a big announcement this week from Netflix on NPR that this gentleman found that Netflix has over 75,000 subgenres, and that is why whenever you go into Netflix and it gives you a recommendation and it's like gritty time travel with a light romantic lead, they actually created this algorithm that was able to find out all the different types of genres.
75,000?
Over 75,000.
I didn't know there were 75,000 genres.
Yeah, it's not. It's like it's basically in a way. It's like they're not.
That's why it's a lot
themselves.
Harder to find them. Yeah.
It's a lot harder, but it's also what it's doing is it's really starting. It's trying to turn genre on its head,
mm-hmm.
and to be more pinpointing of what the viewer wants.
Yeah.
And it turned out that. Who was it? Raymond Burr, I think, was the one who has the most amount of movies on Netflix. Most genres on Netflix.
That's funny.
Followed closely by Bruce Willis.
That's great. What about Netflix? They're upping their prices possibly for 4K?
They're lowering their price $1.
Okay.
Right now, the starting price is at $7.99 a month. They're going to be lowering it down to $1 for $6.99 for anybody who doesn't mind watching Netflix on one device. So that'd be like your one Blu-ray player or your iPhone.
This is also standard definition.
And it'll be standard definition instead of HD. It doesn't seem to me like that's going to be really... Like, I've been a long-time Netflix user, so that's not a very appealing thing for me.
Yeah,
not
me either, yeah.
And I also watch Netflix on my phone and
on everything.
And they're still pumping along with having DVDs, so they know that people still want to use those, even though most people still do.
Cool.
I heard they're actually getting rid of a bunch of titles, too. Like, the beginning of the new year, a lot of contracts.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's a lot of controversy on...
Oh, man.
There was a lot of controversy on.
Are you dying?
Violet, you're turning violet.
I'm rubbing my pants apparently a little too hard.
There was a lot of controversy this last month because a lot of people were starting to notice that Netflix, that a lot of titles were going away, which I thought was kind of the dumbest thing to be upset about because
right.
Netflix has never been
secretive
about it.
Yeah.
But it's because of licensing. A lot of them will go away for a week or so, they'll sign a new deal and come back. We've also seen in the past that this is the first, because Netflix had closed off their API for a little while, and that's why a lot of sites that were following what is new and what's coming out and what's leaving had kind of had to stop for a while because there was just no way. And if any Netflix user knows, it's really hard to find what's new.
Yeah.
I wish that they would fix that. But
you get the good with the bad. Like, they took off some shows, but also, like, Dexter, they only had seasons 1 through 4, but now they have seasons 1 through 8.
Yeah, and
so,
it's because they have a new deal with them.
Correct, yeah.
And then, for example, if you're an FX fan, you're only going to get certain shows with Netflix. You have to go over to Amazon Prime to get other shows. I know that PBS just signed a deal with Apple TV, so they're going to have some shows. They're going to have some exclusive content on Apple TV that they don't have on Amazon Prime or on Netflix.
Downton Abbey fans, I'm sure.
Well, Downton Abbey's over at Amazon, but if you like Frontline or if you're into other Masterpiece shows, they're going to be over at Apple.
Pretty cool.
Where's Sherlock going to land?
Sherlock will probably stay on all of them. They make a lot of money off those. They can set the price on their Sherlock.
Cool. Anything else?
No, and Downton Abbey starts this weekend, so if you're a Downton Abbey fan, which
exciting.
I'm not,
yeah.
Or by the time this aired, Downton Abbey already started.
And so is True Detective.
True Detective is next week. Yeah.
That's for our January releases.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anybody else have any TV news
they'd
like to have?
Well, I just wanted to say, I guess they released a promo image from Danny Boyle's new show, Babylon, which looks good. It stars Britt Marling.
What's the promo image of?
It shows all the cast. It's basically, it's like a set at a police station in the UK, and like she goes over to do some type of investigative journalism with them. So I don't know if it's hard to tell if it's a comedy or a drama, or, you know, from the cast, it looks like kind of like a comedy, but I think it might be.
Danny Boyle's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Film news now with Adam Conway. What do you have as far as film news?
Film news, biggest thing. Wolf of Wall Street just took over the most. Yeah, I can't even say it now. Because
F words?
Yes, the F words. There is 506 iterations of the word
F word.
F-word.
F-U-C-K.
Say fuck.
Yeah, say fuck.
Whoa! Hey, come on!
Shot
Let's,
time.
That's shot! Shot, shot, shot!
Yeah. Shot time.
Shot,
okay.
Shot, shot!
If you're just using it, you can get away with saying that. So.
But it's part of the news story. So
no, it's not.
I'm not saying it in
Sorry,
anger.
You did. You did.
You know what you've done? You've burned the children.
Yeah, you have
Drink.
To do it.
You just
had
to say
it's
F word.
I'm allergic to this, though.
Do you want rum?
It was Andrew,
yeah,
though.
And then you get pickled.
Adam didn't say it, did he?
Yeah.
You can join me.
You did.
How was me? It was you.
As most uses of that word.
So the number one is the documentary on the F word.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
See? Brian got away with saying
so,
you.
But Nat used it 900 something times.
Make it quick.
What she said.
Solid juice an hour.
Whatever.
He just
dude.
Took a shot of
Whatever.
Olive juice. He
yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
do
olive
scotch.
Juice. Drink a whole glass.
He has to, you have to do one, yeah. Alright, so I'm excited for
I
that.
I didn't say nothing.
And so
just
since
so
Wolf of Wall Street's theory. 3 hours long, it comes down to that word was said, the F word was said 3 times a minute.
Yeah. Also, just announced the National Society of Film Critics named Inside Llewyn Davis Best Picture and also Best Director and Best Actor. So it kind of almost swept
Take
their
number.
Their
it's pretty
it's,
awesome.
It's a big thing because they got
About time
by
someone
the WGA
gave it credit.
And producers gave it.
Pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. Then also...
Goes
know,
down smooth.
I know. Yeah. This is kind of older news, but we haven't actually even talked about it. Was Paul Rudd was announced as Ant-Man.
Yes,
and
Paul Rudd as Ant-Man is so freaking cool.
But there was a lot of controversy about it too, because it's like he was under he had been confirmed to be under negotiations to play Ant-Man. So
right.
There still hasn't been an official. He's doing it.
I think that
no, they did.
Yeah.
Edgar Wright came out and said,
did Edgar
Wright?
Yeah.
"Yeah,
I thought Edgar Wright
he's
said
definitely Ant-Man."
He's been confirming that we have been in negotiation with him.
I'm confirming.
Oh no,
confirming.
Yeah. confirming that we've been talking
He's
about
pre-boarding.
Oh.
He's
and
gonna get
other,
on before he gets
other
on.
Avengers news, I guess they announced there's a second villain in the Avengers Age of Ultron. Baron Strucker, who I guess is part of the AIM group or whatever.
Well, he's against Captain America.
And
he's Captain America.
There's also talks that Rob Downey Jr. wants Mel Gibson to play him. So
I am all for
I'm
Mel
all
Gibson.
For Mel Gibson at
I like Mel Gibson. I don't have a problem with Mel Gibson.
They
yeah.
need to work on his image so they come back and do another Lethal Weapon.
Because Rob Downey Jr. is like,
he
I
makes,
got a second chance. Let me give Mel Gibson a second chance.
Mel Gibson
so.
Is still in movies, though. It's not like he went away. I mean, he's in Expendables 3. I mean, he was in...
Yeah.
The Machete movie. Beaver. Robert Downey Jr. left because
he was so good at
drug issues. He left for a legitimate reason.
Illegitimate.
What else you got? Then also, I have Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt are reuniting for the first time since Interview the Vampire for a movie called Go Like Hell, which is going to be directed by Joseph Kaczynski.
Ooh.
And it's almost like the movie Rush, but it's with Ford and Ferrari fighting over the creation of the fastest car.
Interesting.
Sounds a lot better than Rush was.
Because remember in Rain Man,
yeah.
Tom Cruise worked for Ferrari dealership or something
mm-hmm.
like that? Interesting. Was
That's
Tom
why
Cruise.
He's doing this.
And Brad Pitt drove a Ford in Thelma & Louise.
That is true, drove a Ford.
Weird.
And then other news, Hugh Jackman is in talks to play Blackbeard in the new Pan movie.
I'm down.
Which sounds interesting, but I don't know why Blackbeard's in Pan, unless
maybe he'll turn into Hook.
He might turn into Hook, is what I'm guessing, but yeah.
I'm sorry, the only Captain Hook I need is the one.
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman?
No. It's from Once Upon a Time.
He's actually an excellent Captain Hook.
Calvin O'Donnell.
Yeah.
But there's seriously like 3 or 4 Pan movies coming up.
There's too many.
So,
how do we care about Peter Pan still?
The level of Peter Pan.
No one does a dark enough story of that.
Shows coming out is too darn high.
It's just because it's overdone.
But so with Hugh Jackman, he'll do well.
He should do his best Dustin Hoffman impression.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be like that time that Idris Elba did an impression of Morgan Freeman doing an impression of.
They're the same person, right?
Every time Morgan Freeman.
They're not.
He gets
one's better looking than the other.
Oh. I got confused. Any other news?
Yes. Frozen is going to break $300 million this week.
It beat out Paranormal Activity.
Oh, totally.
The marked ones.
Adam's favorite movie.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize Paranormal Activity 5 came out this week.
No. It was the marked ones. 5 doesn't come out until...
No.
This is kind of opening up the...
But I'm sure it's still made enough
yeah.
money to guarantee a sequel, because I'm sure it's costing
$1 million. It's several million,
yeah. Yeah.
Big meh.
I think I was the only person that saw
it. Someone
that.
Said that was actually one of the funnier...
I did. I said it was one of the funnier ones. Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was Brian.
Yeah, it was funny.
I want
to
see it. I like all those movies.
I do too.
Gotti hated it.
And then finally, I guess since there already hasn't been enough merchandising and stuff for Anchorman 2, where just ads everywhere.
We finally gonna get girls' underwear because I'm really mad at Jack.
There's a
denying me my ladies' underwear. No,
there's not. There's a hilarious video of Champ kind. Going like facing off against Wes Mantu's mom Courtney in People's Court, and it's a hilarious
viral web video, which was in my videos, but it's okay.
Ooh.
Do you have that?
Oh, buddy!
Oh, yeah,
whoa, fight him, word! Whoa!
But yeah, that's what I have. Any other movie news that we have?
I don't.
I have a few brief things. They've released the first still from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Which just showed off the main characters, Groot. Rocky Raccoon and
Rocket Raccoon.
Oh yeah, we
Rocky
should
Raccoon.
Post that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you sort of see an idea of how they're going to translate from the comic book world to real life. And then also they announced another villain in Amazing Spider-Man 2. They said
the fifth
Puma
villain
is supposedly rumored to have a cameo.
They're setting it up for eight sequels.
Sinister 12.
So yeah, how many? Yes, pretty much every Spider-Man villain.
How many villains can we fit into one?
It's a lot, apparently.
All right.
Gotti is super excited about that.
Yeah.
So I'll sort of segue into my comic news.
Comic book news.
That's
great.
So it was just announced that Star Wars comics are moving to Marvel.
It's a big deal, too.
Because Marvel bought
Because
Star
Marvel
Wars.
Bought out, well, Disney, which owns Marvel, bought out Lucasfilms, which... yeah. own Star Wars.
Because Star Wars was with Dark Horse.
It Dark Horse for the longest time.
Yeah.
So
huge.
I don't know if it's going
to
be
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if the artists that wrote the Star Wars ones are going to be going with them, because a lot of them are under contract with
probably
Dark Horse.
So, we'll get a lot of the Marvel worlds.
Does that affect the books?
It depends on which writing.
I'm sure it's all going to be sort of start over. I'm sure.
Yeah, and there's been some really good, like Legacy was awesome.
And who knows,
and
Dark Horse might have
Dark Times was great.
Yeah.
Well, Timothy Zahn just came out.
They probably have copyright over certain. Yeah,
but I'm willing to bet.
It depends on the publisher, because Disney does have their own publishing line. They have Hyperion and they have Disney, so
yeah.
they might buy.
But with Disney doing the movies now, I'm pretty sure they're going to tie in comics with the movies too.
Oh, total tie. Yeah,
I mean they'll probably
that's
one
reason why
four story
it's in 2015. So they're giving Dark Horse till the movie comes out. Pretty much is
cool
what it's slated. And then another just small thing. A DC artist Gail Simone. Who's hasn't been with Marvel for 10 years is coming back to do a Deadpool series, which is really really cool. She's done some really good work with Batgirl and a few other of the Bat titles, and I think she'll do great with Deadpool too.
I never and still don't get the fascination with Deadpool. Never did. I owned a comic book store and people loved him, and
yeah.
I just never understood why.
I think it's because it's so random.
He's
so
like
random.
A funny guy.
Exactly. Well,
okay.
He's funny, and then it's just there's no like continuity whatsoever in a lot of his storylines. It's like it's just
like his run.
I think of like the most random thing, and he does it.
His run in 2008, 2009 was pretty cool.
Oh,
the covers
yeah.
were really cool, like the Jaws cover, the Dawn of the Dead cover. But Deadpool's Deadpool.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool, right?
And he breaks the third wall all the time. So
is it the third wall or fourth?
Fourth wall. Is it fourth?
It's yeah, fourth wall.
Fourth.
Whoops.
Third wall.
Is that it?
Comic news. I had a few small things on the web. Apparently, yesterday, the punter for the Colts after the victory accidentally Instagrammed a picture of Andrew Luck naked in the locker
room. He wasn't taking a picture of Luck.
It was a picture of him being interviewed.
Yeah,
and apparently
and
Luck was
behind
the,
him.
Luck
naked.
Was behind him naked.
Just full-on show.
Full-on show.
That just. Got Gwen's attention.
Oh, yeah. And then,
broke me from my David Tennant focus.
If you like naked Amish men, go check it out.
And then something else that was sort of going around the web that I actually tried but failed because I couldn't think of the time zones correctly was apparently last night, or 9:47 a.m. in London, the planets aligned perfectly. I know. It's like, I know. No, so Jupiter and Pluto aligned. They said that
Pluto's
apparently,
not a planet.
Apparently gravity would shift slightly or whatever. And so there are a lot of people trying to jump and see if they could.
Like
they
John Carter?
A scientist in London was claiming that, you know, if you jumped, it normally takes 0.2 seconds for you to come back down. But with the gravity shift in that small, minute, like 5-second time frame, you it would take 3 seconds for you to come back on Earth.
My mind just blew up.
it was funny because it was all over the web. People were like, "Oh,
Carter,
you know,
I wanted
to
do this,"
because they said the planets don't align. It was
what movie
Pluto
had
Pluto and Jupiter.
I mean,
was that John Carter?
But yeah, so planetary alignment.
There was another one.
I don't know if any of that was actually factual, but
it might have been
Fifth Element.
So Jupiter, Pluto, which isn't even a planet anymore, but they're saying
poor Pluto.
Like, 95 degrees.
Fifth Element.
Beautiful.
So that was a huge thing on the internet. People were all getting excited about the possibility of being able to jump a little higher for a little while.
I wish you would have called and told all of us so I could have jumped
well,
off of something.
My idiot. I
wow, that took a second longer for me to.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm going back to sleep.
Oh, I know. I accidentally calculated it wrong. I said 1:47, but it was actually 3:47. Was our time.
Okay.
So I was off by 2 hours, so I was outside jumping like an idiot, and nothing happened. And I went back and calculated. Yes. I went back and calculated and realized, oh, I was 2 hours off, but I didn't want to. I couldn't make it to 3:47, so I did get the trap.
That's
off.
Funny.
But that was – so I'm sure there's going to be a ton of videos online of people trying it.
Well, I can't wait
failing.
To see it.
So, yeah.
All right.
So that's what
news?
I got around the web.
All right. I'm doing music news today. Music for the past week. Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers died at 74 from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Very sad. Everly Brothers were great. Phil Everly, we miss you. If you're into, Third Man Records, Jack White's record label. They just released their Vault subscription. They're going to release four singles of the White Stripes from the album Elephant on vinyl. Pretty awesome, very limited.
The smell that is happening in this room right now is so confusing.
It's not me, it's all Andrew.
I'm not even in the room.
It's like a combination of like really strong whiskey and burritos.
And olive juice.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Morrissey is working on a new album and a novel.
Really?
Down with Morrissey.
A children's book?
I don't know if it's a children's book. He wrote his autobiography last year, but he's writing a novel now. And his new album, one of the tracks on the new album is called Istanbul.
Is he getting back together with the Smiths?
I wish.
Then I don't care.
That would be amazing.
I wish. But yes, and also, the Pixies are releasing a new album called EP2. It's like, I guess, a sequel to their EP1 from last year, which didn't do well. But they're touring.
So well, in fact, that I was like, oh, the Pixies still release music?
Yeah, they exist. So.
Yeah, they released something last year. I don't remember.
While, but
isn't it just a band full of, like, fairies?
Yes. They're coming to Dallas, actually, in February or March. I can't remember. But yes, Third Man Records, Morrissey and Pixies, and goodbye, Phil Everly. That is music news. Gotti, do you have anything?
I'll just give a couple because I'll get to the January releases where I'll have a lot more info. But for those Xbox users, Microsoft is working hard on getting the Wi-Fi issue corrected. Like for the past month, they've sucked. And a lot of people can't get into their online games. I know from my Xbox.
They released it too soon.
Do you have an Xbox One?
No, but like it's affecting all their Wi-Fis, Xbox One and the 360. So Microsoft's working on it. You know, they'll figure it out one day next year. Let's see. World of Warcraft got a huge Trojan virus attack. So
nice.
A bunch of people's info has been stolen. So if you're in World of Warcraft.
Not my level 99 thief.
Yeah, I learned what Rafflecopter meant from World of Warcraft.
It's interesting.
Those guys are so awesome.
Microsoft admitted that PlayStation 4 looks really nice.
You look very nice, sir.
They did. According to them, they've done a nice job.
That's just kind of like
it's
sticking
the first
it to them.
Time that, you know, a major where they battle came out and said, good job.
I feel like that's just like kind of like an FU to them.
It definitely is, but with all their issues, Wi-Fi, why did they say it all of a sudden?
It's really neat.
It's kind of like, but you look nice. Your outer shell's nice.
The Grand Theft Auto Rockstar folks said they had a lot more ideas for the last Grand Theft Auto, and they're planning an extra game expansion.
DLC?
They're not fully sure like what they're going to do with it, but like it sounds like a whole other game.
Sweet.
That was left out, essentially.
If it just
it
sounds...
The past.
I just want a Trevor game.
Exactly.
Like Vice City was...
Exactly the same theory
cool,
of Vice City.
Cool.
Let's see.
Anything else? Nothing really?
Nothing really.
All right. Well, that is our In the News for 2014, the first week, January 5th?
5th.
What?
I'll plead the 5th.
I'll plead the 5th.
Well, thanks for listening to us, and we'll be back next week with a whole new edition of In the News.